is wrong.
Hi, can you hear me? My name is Ann Wolf, and I am the director of broadcast for AFTRA Chicago. That's the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists. And I've been in this position for the past 6 years. And I want to say hello as well. Thanks for this opportunity. AFTRA represents broadcasters at all 5 owned and operated television stations, WBBM, WMAQ, WLS, WFLD, WGN, as well as 12 radio stations. Additionally, we represent the local PBS outlet, WTTW. Since beginning my position, the main employer theme in all contract negotiations is changes to workplace practices that include the reuse of material and synergy with other media outlets, both inside and outside the station's corporate ownership umbrella. Perhaps the most glaring example of this phenomenon of reuse and repackaging is seen in the consolidation of NBC's takeover of Telemundo. In late 2002, as NBC transitioned WSNS, which is the Chicago Telemundo outlet, to its corporate umbrella, AFTRA was organizing WSNS broadcasters for collective bargaining. At the time, all the WSNS staff were hopeful about what the consolidation would mean: more resources, better equipment, and increased opportunities to do more and grow in new ways. In fact, NBC merged the WSNS studios into the existing studios of WMAQ. It felt like one big family. Considering that the Latino population is the fastest growing minority in the country, as well as in Chicago, and that Metro Chicago is comprised of 17% Latino households, of which 13% use Spanish as their primary language, it is reasonable for all of us, and it was reasonable at the time, for all of us to anticipate a growth of services to the Spanish language market once the resources of NBC landed on the scene. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Resources and information are not shared equally between NBC and WSNS. Telemundo employees have to do interviews in both Spanish and English so that their stories can be repackaged and used by their English language counterparts at WMAQ and NBC Network. NBC did not extend the benefits of the WMAQ contract to Telemundo employees. And after 5 years of bargaining, we have yet to achieve a contract. And WSNS broadcasters are still not employed on terms comparable with their English language counterparts. Telemundo photographers also have to shoot for NBC, leaving WSNS broadcasters without sufficient crews for their stories. That really hurts their mission to serve the Spanish language community. On many occasions, events in the Latino community were not covered because of insufficient photographers or reporters available, while English language stories were covered. When live trucks are shared by NBC and Telemundo, priority was always given to the NBC crew to report the story in English first. During sweeps, WSNS broadcasters were more limited than ever before in the opportunity to do investigative specials. Instead, Telemundo chose to use stories from other markets, leaving WSNS reporters' stories and ideas unfulfilled. But believe it or not, things actually got worse. In 2005 and 2006, Telemundo eliminated local Spanish language news in 5 markets across the U.S. Management called a meeting to announce that Chicago was the next target, and in June of this year, the company asked WSNS employees to volunteer to be laid off. Typically, one would think that in the business of reporting news, reporters with experience in community penetration would mean a great deal in the daily race to ferret out current issues. However, this past July, NBC Telemundo decided to lay off 2 WSNS reporters, one being a veteran of 25 years, as well as being the only Puerto Rican on staff. Simply stated, this amounts to a reporting staff reduction of 36% and an overall on-air staff reduction of 21%. Consolidation of media ownership has been a disaster on many fronts, and most particularly for the Spanish-speaking communities of Chicago. How is the public interest served when local news is increasingly being replaced by recycled stories from other markets? please consider how your rules affect the minority community's ability to get fair, accurate, and local news and information. Thank you very much for this chance.
Thank you.
Hello, can you hear me? Before we open this evening's presentations back up to the public for comment, we've been joined by the Reverend Jesse Jackson. We first, on behalf of the commission and behalf of all of us, we want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to be here and hosting us. The Reverend has been actually actively involved in this issue for years. He's been at the commission lobbying all of the commissioners on these issues and actively involved in it for several years, and has met with all of us back to the original decisions back in 2002, 2003. So I'm sure he would appreciate the opportunity to talk to us some about this evening and his views, and we welcome him to come up and join us.
Thank you.